Title: Hot Pants A Men Variation Stretch Guide for Warm Tape Style Grit in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's do some real break science in Ableton Live 12. Today you're going to take a hot pants style funk break, translate it into a men adjacent drum and bass variation, and then build that warm, tapish grit that feels like it's glued to the groove, not like it's just destroying the audio. And I want to frame this properly, this is composition work. We're not just processing a loop, we're building an arrangement that rolls for 16 bars and keeps earning your attention with call and response, density changes, and turnarounds that actually make musical sense. First, set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. Now make two audio tracks. Name the first one Break Punch, name the second one Break Grit. And if you like working clean, select both and group them into a drum bus group called Break Bus. This is going to make bouncing and resampling way easier later. Next, drag your hot pants break into Break Punch, go down into clip view and turn warp on. Then check the seg, BPM. Old breaks get detected ROM all the time, so don't trust it. Your goal is simple, the break loops cleanly at 172 without that drunk, sliding feeling. Now find the real downbeat. Zoom in and locate the first strong kick hit that feels like one. Put the marker there. Right click, and choose set 1.1.1 here. If it's still not lining up well, right click and do warp from here straight to quickly force the phrase into the grid. Quick teacher note, do not overfix this yet. If you immediately start pinning warp markers everywhere, you'll kill the drummer's pocket. We're going to budget warp markers later, especially in fills. Now we're going to create two different interpretations of the same audio. This is the key concept. On Break Punch, set the warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Keep it relatively tight. This is your modern, grid competitive layer. Kicks and snares need to land like they mean it. Now duplicate that clip to Break Grit. Same audio, new philosophy. On Break Grit, set warp mode to Complex Pro. Set formants somewhere around 0 up to maybe plus 20. But subtle. If it starts sounding like a cartoon, you went too far. Then push the envelope up, more like 80 to 120. What we're doing here is allowing thickness and rubber to happen, because once we saturate, this layer becomes the chewy smear that reads like tape heat. And here's a mindset that will save you: Beats Warp for the main groove, Complex Pro for fills and texture. If you Complex Pro your entire backbone, you'll wonder why your drum stopped punching. Now we need to make it amen-ish. Not by copying Amen, but by borrowing the punctuation, the drags, the stutters, the turnarounds, and the density management. So, right-click the Break Punch clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients. For the slicing preset, you can use the built-in Slice preset, or choose None and build your own chain later. Either is fine. Now you've got a drum rack with slices. This is where composition starts. Make a two-bar anchor pattern. Think D&B backbone with funk inside it. Keep kick and snare mostly grid faithful. Kick is often around 1.1 and 1.3, but trust the break's natural kick choices too. Snare needs to hit hard on 2 and 4. That's the anchor. That's your contract with the listener. Then, and this is important, let the ghost notes and hats carry the push and pull. That's your microtining hierarchy. The main hits are stable. The inner movement breathes. If everything swings, nothing swings. Now add a couple of Amen flavor moves, but sparingly. 1. A snare drag. Take a quieter snare slice and place it about a 30-second note before the main snare. If it sounds sloppy, don't move it later. Instead, turn it down and maybe high pass it so it's more mid-crack than low thud. This reads like a drummer's drag, not a double trigger mistake. 2. A turnaround. In the last half bar of a phrase, trigger a burst of 16th note slices, hats, tiny snare bits, whatever has that panic energy, but keep it controlled. You're aiming for acceleration, not random chopping. 3. A kick skip. Remove one expected kick and replace it with a hat or ghost slice. That little pocket of negative space is one of the fastest ways to make something feel more youngly without adding more notes. Now let's combine this with audio editing, because MIDI slicing gives you control. But audio edits give you that classic break science texture. Take the best 2 or 4 bars you've made, and either convert to audio track or duplicate your original audio clip and work directly. Use Split, CMD, or Control-E, at key points, snare hits, mini fills, tasty ghost clusters. Rearrange into a 4-bar phrase with intention. Here's a simple template that works almost every time. Bar 1, clean. Bar 2, ghosty, a little busier inside. Bar 3, a fill, not huge, just a hint. Bar 4, bigger turnaround that sets up the loop or the next section. That question and answer phrasing is the difference between I processed a loop and I composed drums. Now we get into the stretch guide. Control density without losing groove. Pick a fill region. The last half bar of bar 4 is perfect. Select just that region and consolidate it. CMD or Control J. Consolidation is huge, because you're about to treat that moment like its own object. Go into clip view. Now warp marker budgeting. You want the first transient locked. Then maybe one mid marker if you truly need it. Then the end transient. That's it. Too many markers equals facey hats and weird flams, especially once we'd add the grit layer. Now choose your stretch target. Option 1. Halftime smear. Stretch half a bar to become a full bar. This creates that thick, rolling slurry that can feel like a tape machine got pushed too hard in the best way. Option 2. Micro rush. Compress half a bar into a quarter bar, so it becomes frantic, like the break is tripping over itself into the next downbeat. For tight edits, do this on the punch layer with beats mode so transients stay intact. For warm smear, do it on the grit layer with complex pro, then saturate after. That combo is where the warm dirt lives. Now let's build the warm tape style grit chain, stock devices only, on break grit. First, EQ 8, high pass it fairly high, around 120 to 180 Hz, steep slope. Let your actual kick and sub own the sub range. Breaks live above it. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 a couple dB, and don't automatically boost highs. Tape warmth is usually controlled highs, not fizz. Next, saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Start with about plus 4 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooled by loudness. This is a big one. Do your A and B at equal perceived loudness. Put a utility at the end if you need to match level while you decide. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20%, depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch around 5 to 15. Boom usually low, maybe 0 to 10%. And honestly, you might keep it almost off since you already high-passed. Use damp to keep the top end from getting brittle. Now roar. The Live 12 weapon. Pick a warm curve, not an extreme fuzz. Moderate drive. Use roar's filter to tighten it. High pass around 150 Hz, low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Then set the mix around 20 to 50%, so it's more like parallel heat inside the device. You're aiming for tape heat, not guitar pedal. Optional seasoning. Redux. Very light. Keep bit reduction basically off, and just slightly reduce sample rate, like 22 to 30 kHz. If it starts sounding like a retro video game, back it off. This is sand, not the whole beach. Now for the punch layer chain on break punch, keep it clean and supportive. EQ 8, high pass around 30 to 60 Hz depending on your kick and sub plan. Do small cuts if something rings, then glue compressor with a medium attack, like 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You want it together, not flattened. If you want an extra pro move, on the punch layer only, add drum bus after glue with very low drive and a little positive transient. That's transient recovery. It helps your combined bus stay snappy even when the grit layer is smearing. Now we align the two-layer system, because two great layers that aren't aligned become one weak drum. Group them if you haven't already. And listen, if the grit layer feels late, it often will because of warp and smear. Use track delay to nudge it earlier by a few milliseconds. Just a few. You're trying to make it feel like a shadow, not a separate drummer. Balance-wise, punch should lead. Grit should feel like glue and motion behind it. Mute and unmute grit. If turning grit on makes the groove collapse, it's too loud, too smeared, or too mid-heavy. High pass, reduce 200 to 500, lower the mix, and recheck. Now we arrange. This is where your break becomes a record. Make a 16-bar blueprint. Bar is 1 to 4. Establish groove. Minimal edits. Let people lock in. Bar is 5 to 8. Introduce amen-style movement. One small fill at bar 8. Bar is 9 to 12. Double down. More density, maybe a secondary ghost phrase so it feels like call and response. Bar is 13 to 16. Tension and release. Bar 15 is perfect for a micro-stretch chaos moment, like 16th note stutters or a compressed fill. Bar 16 gets the big turnaround, then you reset to cleaner on the next section so the track breathes. Now automate like a producer, not like a programmer. Small moves that matter. Automate roar mix up into fills, like 30% to 45%. Automate drum bus drive up a couple percent on the last bar of a phrase. And for that tape muffled transition vibe, automate a low pass on the grit layer done right before a section change, like from 12K down to 4 or 6K, then open it back up on the downbeat. Extra advanced coaching. Use the groove pool intentionally. After slicing to MIDI, extract groove from the original break, ideally from a clean unwarped 1 or 2 bar chunk, and apply it lightly to your programmed slices, like 20 to 40%. That gives you swagger without turning everything into spaghetti. And if you want your edits to feel composed, here's a secret weapon. The one slice motif. Pick one distinctive slice, like a hat bark or a ghost snare. Use it like a signature. Bars 1 to 2. Once, quiet. Bars 3 to 4. Twice, a bit louder. Bars 7 to 8. A rapid burst as a pre-fill. Now your heavy edits feel like a language, not like random chopping. Another high-level trick. Probability lanes on your turnaround clip. Duplicate your stable clip into a turnaround version. Then give a few ghost hits a 10 to 35% chance, and one or two stutter hits a 5 to 15% chance. It still repeats like a record, but it breathes. Now let's protect you from common mistakes.